This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The Ministry of Health again takes action against Hill Milling Company as the proprietor complains about how the authorities are dealing with the matter. The Minister of Education has announced major works will be completed at schools in time for the start of the new school term. 12 attorneys have been elevated to senior counsel. A DLP spokesperson expresses concern about how the Oystens vending stall issue was handled. Tropical Storm Lee upgrades to a Category 2 hurricane and is expected to develop further today. And Guyana records a decrease in the number of dengue cases and deaths. Good afternoon. I am Crystal J. Paul. The details to the news just ahead. The Ministry of Health has again taken action against food manufacturer Hill Milling Company, dumping stock for the second time in 2 weeks as the proprietor complains about how the authorities are dealing with the matter. This morning, officers of the Ministry of Health visited the processing plant at Haggard Hall, St. Michael for the second time in 2 weeks and confiscated and dumped a significant quantity of stock. Meantime, the owner of the Hill Milling Company, Richard Ashby, is questioning why over $600,000 worth of his stock has been dumped, as he insists he has been following the instructions of the Environmental Health Department. Mr. Ashby says after shutting him down 10 weeks ago for a rat infestation, no one is giving him information on what is the next step.
All my staff of 52 workers are sitting down at home hoping to get open, but I don't know what is the exact reason right now as to why they wouldn't give me permission to open. I do not know. They have not told me anything. They have not written to me to tell me what to do, and I have done it. I don't know what it is. Checked all the inventory, put them in the containers, and said they're going to dump. Some containers had good stuff that they said is good stuff. They said it's other containers is bad stuff. So dumping the bad stuff. But I understand this morning they went and dumped a good container. I don't know. You can't ask them anything. You can't talk to them. I just sit and wait.
When Starcom Network News visited the location this morning, the contents of three containers were being loaded on trucks to be dumped. Staff at the company said that another five were also being opened for further inspection.
Last 3 weeks, they opened one. Now they open two today, and they have two, four, five at the back there. I don't know which one is good and which one is bad. But they never told me, and they refused to give me a list of what they considered bad when they put them in the container. I don't know. They don't talk to you. They don't tell you anything. When the CMO decides when he can give me permission to open, I'm just waiting.
Owner of the Hill Milling Company, Richard Ashby. The Minister of Education, Kay McConney, has announced that work will be completed and all schools will be ready for the restart of the school term on September 18th. Ms. McConney said that major work had to be carried out at 20 schools across the island during the summer break, and the majority of schools are already 95% completed. Speaking on the sidelines of the announcement of the 2023 Barbados Scholarship and Exhibition winners, Ms. McConney said they are doing their best to have schools open on time.
This year, there are 20 schools that are part of the summer program, which is where there are major works to be carried out on those various schools. Some have already been completed. Some are about 90-95% completed. That's the majority. And then there are quite a few that are about 60-70% completed. The bottom line is we believe that we will be ready for school opening on September 18th. Every Wednesday morning, we have our Capital Works meeting, and the meeting that we had yesterday morning, they're telling me that we are on time. I went out, and on Monday also, the team went out again to visit some of the schools where we thought there may have been some delays, and I'm happy to say that as of yesterday, there was significant progress. Our intention is to make sure that we open on time this year.
She says more focus has been placed on schools that have been plagued with environmental issues.
In those schools where we have experienced significant concerns around the mold, etc., there is a mold remediation that is being put in place. So it's regular cleaning plus the additional layer of cleaning that will be required to deal with those schools. As you know, we have many schools across Barbados that are built of that coral stone material that tends to attract mold. And we are learning different cleaning techniques that would be more successful We are having to retrain the maids, including those at the Ministry of Education, where we also had some significant mold issues. So it is not just identifying it, but it is also teaching those who do our cleaning as to how best they can clean to mitigate the occurrence of mold. And we have started on that.
Minister of Education Kay McConney in the Lunchtime Edition. Two current MPs, a government senator and a former member of parliament, as well as a previous president of the Barbados Bar Association, are among 12 attorneys to be elevated to the status of senior counsel, which was formerly called Queen's or King's Counsel. A communication from the State House, the Office of the President, gives notice of the awarding of the senior designation. The 12 attorneys are MPs Wilfred Abrams, Arthur Holder, and Edmund Hinkson. Former MPs Stephen Lashley and Senator Rudolph Greenidge, as well as Tammy Bryan, Gillian Henderson-Clark, Kathy Ann Hamblin, Anika Jackson, Angela Mitchell-Gittens, Alliston Steele, and Liesl Weeks. One of the most senior attorneys of the group in terms of years of tenure, Edmund Hinkson, says he is pleased to be recognized for his contribution to the legal profession.
I have enjoyed practicing for the last 38 years in most aspects of the law at various stages of my career. The senior counsel designation is also recognition of my contribution initially as a part-time lecturer at the University of the West Indies Law Faculty, my chairmanship of many statutory corporations, tribunals, national advisory committees, including most recently that on disabilities, through which my legal knowledge has been utilized. I congratulate all of my fellow appointees. I look forward with enthusiasm to continuing my contribution to nation building and to the advancement of the legal profession.
Member of Parliament and Attorney at Law Edmund Hinkson. Human rights advocate and the third vice president of the Democratic Labour Party, Felicia Dujon, says while the dispute over rights to a vending stall at Oystens Bay Garden has been resolved, she is concerned about the way it was handled and the role that politics played in the outcome. Ms. Dujon says public servants should be allowed to do their job without what she believes is political interference. Tropical Storm Lee has upgraded to a hurricane and is now a Category 2 hurricane. The Barbados Meteorological Services says Hurricane Lee is forecast to become a major hurricane later today, but will not directly affect Barbados. Meteorologist Raquel Davis has the details.
The system, which is currently located near 16.4 degrees north, 50.0 degrees west, and is moving west-northwestward at 15 miles per hour. The minimum central pressure of Lee is 983 millibars with maximum sustained winds of 105 miles per hour. Guidance is consistently tracking the system well north of the Eastern Caribbean on Friday into Saturday. Therefore, Barbados will not be directly impacted by Lee. As Lee moves northwestward, wind speeds here in Barbados are forecast to decrease and result in very hot conditions today into Friday across the island. Additionally, some shower activity is likely across eastern districts tomorrow afternoon.
Meteorologist Raquel Davis. After months of Guyana recording more dengue cases and deaths than usual, Health Minister Dr. Frank Anthony said it appears as though the surge has eased. For the year so far, 11 people died and they were affected by the mosquito-borne disease that infected 2,100 people. Across the Americas, over 3 million cases were recorded, and the World Health Organization, WHO, warned that the rise in dengue cases may be linked to global warming. Because of the local surge, Dr. Anthony told reporters that the health ministry focus is on eliminating mosquitoes. He also noted that more people are getting tested with testing kits distributed to all regions, and this led to early detections, which meant people could have gotten treatment faster. And finally, the U.S. has announced it will send controversial weapons to Ukraine as part of more than $1 billion in military and humanitarian aid. Russia condemned the move to equip U.S. Abrams tanks with shells strong enough to pierce conventional tank armor. They are made of depleted uranium, a byproduct of uranium enrichment, stripped of most radioactive material. Overnight, suspected Ukrainian drone attacks were reported on the Russian city of Rostov-on-Don and near Moscow, where one person was injured and several cars were damaged. Recapping the headlines. The Ministry of Health again takes action against Hill Milling Company as the proprietor complains about how the authorities are dealing with the matter. The Minister of Education has announced major works will be completed at schools in time for the start of the new school term. 12 attorneys have been elevated to senior counsel. A DLP spokesperson expresses concern about how the Oystens vending stall issue was handled. Tropical Storm Lee upgrades to a Category 2 hurricane and is expected to develop further today. And Guyana records a decrease in the number of dengue cases and deaths. That concludes the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network Inc. is a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Listen to latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp Add Me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news.